As we navigate this next chapter of the pandemic, many Americans are reevaluating their lives at work. And that is why our next guest says it may be time to rethink the idea of saving money to retire early and instead save up for a new career. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And look, the reason we're talking about this in the first place is because the labor force in the United States is really, it's something of an inflection point as we emerge from this pandemic. What are you seeing out there?
So right now, there are 7.6 million fewer jobs than we had before the pandemic, right? But at the same time, job openings have reached a near two-decade high. And so what I think is happening is there is a lot of flux in the labor market. Some of this is going to be shifting and changing and kind of getting back to normal as the summer months end and people's kids go back to school and they get their daycare issues and childcare issues worked out. So I think some of that is really going to come to bear in the marketplace. But also, there's something fascinating going on in that over the last year and a half, people have really been reconsidering what they want their work life to be. And this is up and down the income stream. It really is fascinating. And I've never seen anything like this in the labor market in years. We are really seeing change right now.
And that is why you put a spin on something known as the FIRE movement. So instead of saving money to retire early, you say people might consider saving money so that they have the flexibility to make a change or to rethink their careers. Tell me more what you have in mind.
Well, I have something called FINE, which one of my friends said it sounds kind of weak, but I think it's great.
Sounds fine to me.
It's fine. It's fine. and it stands for Financial Independence New Endeavor. And this is what I think is kind of interesting. Can I create enough independence from the churn of having to be at the same job in the same sector every single day and week and year and do something different for myself so I'm independent enough from that churn to be able to do something new? This is a really important concept because for so many years, it's been very difficult for people to get out of that churn. But finally, we are seeing the biggest shift in power between workers and bosses and their companies that we have seen since the 1990s, that the power dynamic is now moving into the worker camp. And that might give some people opportunities that they had not yet considered.
So if workers are in the driver's seat and they're considering this, how would they save with a FINE mindset? And what does that really look like when the economy, yeah, it's recovering, but it's actually still pretty unsettled. There's inflation happening. The cost of housing is sky high. Gas prices are way up.
Well, I think that what I can take from this is that, of course, over the last year, there have been so many people who've really lost ground in the pandemic. But there are also people who have gained ground financially. And the savings rate almost at every tier has skyrocketed. And this may be your opportunity to take a deep breath and to say to yourself, what do I want to do next? Where are the opportunities? And how can I actually create a new endeavor for myself or for my family that makes more sense? Now, it's not for everyone. I know that. There are a lot of people who don't have these choices. But I have been very surprised and frankly encouraged by hearing from people, even the lower wage workers who are saying, you know what I learned during this pandemic? I need to be closer to my family. And so I now need to find a career, a job, a place where I can hang my hat, where I can continue that. And so you see these stories playing out sector after sector. It's really interesting.
And so that flexibility might mean that you could take a job that doesn't pay as well, or maybe you could take some time off to figure out what you really want to do. But how do you know when you have enough of a cushion or financial independence so that you can take that leap?
Well, I think that I'm such a numbers nerd, so I'm going to go back to user calculators, which I know people have a hard time thinking about. But, you know, there are so many easy-to-use places on the web where you can look at, hey, what is it that I really think I can earn somewhere else? This is a great moment to do this. Again, you know, we have found through lots of surveys that about a quarter of employees are planning to look for a different job this year. What is it in that next job that you want? What is most important? important to you. And like flexibility could be important, but maybe you've been working in a restaurant for years. You like that restaurant, but you never had a retirement plan. And maybe this is the moment where you say, I'd really like to work someplace where I have regular hours and that I actually have a way to save for retirement with maybe a little help from the employer. So there are a lot of things that are out there that are giving people pause and reconsidering what their options are. And what a great time to do it when the workers, again, have more power than they've had in a few decades.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, will link you to her latest post about the FINE movement. Jill, sounds like a good idea to me. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.